You're listening to Tapestry Talk, a podcast series in which three of our culturally well-placed priests take a look at the exhibition commemorating the Holy Father's historic visit to the UK. Raphael Cartoons and Tapestries for the Sistine Chapel is currently running at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Join Fathers Christopher Whitehead and Michael McAndrew in conversation with aficionado Father James Hamvey as they lift the lid on Raphael's Renaissance masterpieces.
The miraculous draught of fishes, it begins the whole cycle of the story of Peter, and it's an extraordinary story. The tapestry that we're looking at the moment derives from the story in Luke, in which Luke tells about the call of Peter. And you'll recall that they've been out fishing all night. It's not been a great success. Christ appears and invites them to cast their nets on the other side. And somewhat hesitantly, but they go along with that. And suddenly there's this miraculous catch of fishes. And then, of course, Peter's response to this is one of profound confusion, a real confusion of humility, recognizing that he's in the presence of something much greater than himself, the presence of someone much greater than himself. And he receives this call to come and follow this Christ and to become a fisher of men. And his response is, "Lord, I'm such a sinner, you can't choose me, I'm so unworthy." But with that extraordinary freedom that Christ demonstrates with us all, he pushes aside Peter's protest and he goes on to choose him. Because, of course, the real point of the whole story, it's not about Peter's capacity or competence. It's about God's power and God's grace in our life. Father Christopher Whitehead, you've just been looking at these tapestries. And when you look at this miraculous draught of fishes, what do you see? How does it draw you in?
I think, James, the beauty of the tapestry, I think as we see them and all the tapestries, is the fact that you can imagine when they were hanging in the Sistine Chapel, they'd have somewhat been lost with the decoration all around. I think we're very fortunate in standing in the V&A and looking them in a certain isolation. I think what strikes me about this particular tapestry of the miraculous catch of fish is the somewhat chaos that you can see. The wind is obviously blowing in from the left-hand side, and yet where Christ is sitting with Peter kneeling in front of him, there's a certain calm. You can see the movement of their clothes. You can see the wind in almost, I think that must be somebody like St. Andrew, sort of blowing in his hair's blowing forward. And there is Christ just sat almost with a hand, a gesture of welcome, a gesture of blessing, a gesture of commissioning, reaching out to Peter as Peter's hands are reaching out to Christ, almost imploring him to, you know, choose someone else, almost imploring him to, you know, that he recognizing that he's not worthy. But what you also see is the tremendous weight that must be in that boat, not because of the men, but because of the fish. And there are the other two companions in the other boat, promptly trying to drag in this very, very fine, very finely drawn net that is holding in this tremendous amount of fish.
And of course, Christopher, what gives you a great sense of the weight of the net is the way in which you see the muscles in their arms straining. And what that does is if you look at it in terms of the other gestures, what Raphael has done is he's measured space and depth here for us.
Yeah.
And then that's picked up with the extraordinary reflection of their faces in the water.
Absolutely.
That beautiful stillness of the water, which of course also communicates depth. And it's like two worlds reflected
for
us.
Yes. And you see a tremendous life force at work in the painting with the birds and the people in the background.
Right.
It is rich in life. And also coming back to what you were saying about the muscular figures there, whilst there's effort on that side, there seems to be very little effort in the working of grace.
That's right.
upon St. Peter. It's as if it's most natural, a most natural effort in Christ, just a call.
Father Michael, you also were there this morning.
Well, yes, I mean, I'd like to add to all the things you've said. The astonishing beauty of it, when you see the tapestry And remarkably how the tapestry seems to be almost more vivid than the painted cartoon, with the plants, the birds, the reality of what's happening. There's this great spiritual depth, but this is a real world we are in, with the birds at the front, some kind of wading bird, and the plants and the bulrushes, all giving us a sense that we are in a real world, even though we're being drawn into the depths, as you say. Yeah.
It's certainly a real world, and also I think what Raphael wants to communicate to us, and this is going to be a theme, I think, of his treatment of Peter, it's also the whole world, because it's the created order as well as the human order that's present here. And hence, you know, as you say, up in the corner you get those delightful figures of the women with their children. And then you get the towns and the woodlands, as well as the extraordinary variety and strangeness even of the shapes of the birds and the fish and all the rest. So the whole world is gathered here, and it's very dynamic and very much alive.
You have a sense of that also in the loggias, yes. In the Apostolic Palace alongside St. Peter's, because you've got Raphael's beautiful decoration of these loggias through the first loggia, which is the flora and the fauna, up through the gospel stories on the second loggia, and then up to the celestial world on the third loggia. So Raphael is really bringing you in, you know, through faith, up to an ascent where you find the Creator. And the created, if you like, coming face to face.
We talked about the depth of the picture, the physical depth that's calling us into the deep, and it reminds me of when Pope John Paul II wrote his letter at the beginning of the century, when he called the church to let down the nets and put out into the deep. And this is what this is spiritually calling the church to. Peter is called to lead the church, but to lead the church in preaching the gospel. We're called to put out into the depths. And of course, this exhibition is happening because of the visit of Pope Benedict XVI. He picked up on those themes of John Paul II in his very first homily as Pope, when he talked about how we are called to be the fishers of men, fishers of people. And he looked at the fisherman's ring and reflected upon it. And he reminded us that when we take fish out of the sea, they die. But when we are taken out of the sea of alienation and sin, we're brought into the freedom of the sons and the daughters of God. That's what he was, and he picks up on that theme again and again, does the Holy Father. And this picture reminds me of that, calls us to cast our nets widely so that we may preach the gospel to all.
Tapestry Talk is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk.